friend of mine has always eaten gummy bears. He said, if I choke to death on gummy bears, be a good friend. Tell people I was killed by bears. Just leave it at that.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
This last month, I've been reading the book of Genesis, and I'm so encouraged. Have you noticed that the Bible never hides the faults of its saints? You know, if I wanted to start a religion, I wouldn't show the cracks in the armor of my followers, but that's what God does. Abraham lied, Jacob too. Their kids were a mess. Rahab was a prostitute. King David? The disciples? Oh man, kind of gives us hope, doesn't it? How would you like to be remembered? There are some hilarious tombstones out there. See, I told you I was sick. Here lies an atheist all dressed up, no place to go. An English lawyer by the name of John Strange has this on his headstone. Here lies an honest lawyer, and that is strange. A man in Tallahassee, Florida was known as a womanizer. His wife put this on his headstone. Frank, at least I know where you're sleeping tonight. Well, may that never speak of us. Zsa Zsa Gabor had 9 marriages. Her 8th marriage lasted one day. But you'll find great examples if you go looking. When Gregory Peck was asked, what would you like to leave behind, the famous actor responded, I want to be remembered as a good husband and father. I want to be remembered by my wife as someone who made her very happy. They were married 43 years before he died. I asked some well-known people what they'd like to be remembered for. World Series champ and MVP Albert Pujols said, I want to be remembered as a great guy who loved the Lord. Rick Warren answered, my life verse is Acts 13:36. David served God's purpose in his generation, then he died. I can't think of a better epitaph than that. Country star Paul Brandt told me the legacy of all Christians should be that they pointed people to the Lord. That's how I want to be remembered. Singer-songwriter Stephen Curtis Chapman said, I would like my wife to say, I saw his failures, I saw him blow it, but his greatest desire was to live a life that honored Jesus Christ. I hope my children will say I was a committed father, and it would be nice if people remembered a song here and there, but that's pretty insignificant compared to my desire to know Christ and to make him known. Years ago, a friend saw it happen. A young woman ran a red light at a busy intersection and plowed into a car driven by an older man. Tires screeched, glass shattered, metal crumpled. The crash brought traffic to a standstill, and a crowd of pedestrians edged closer to see what would happen. As they watched, the gentleman opened his car door and walked toward the driver's side of the vehicle that had smashed into him. The young lady managed to climb from her car sobbing, and maybe the old guy saw his granddaughter in the girl, but he offered her what she least expected, opened his arms wide, and gave her a hug. The two stood there, her crying, him whispering words of comfort, unaware of the picture of God's grace they were offering bystanders. I like the way Bono of U2 says it. Grace defies reason and logic. Love interrupts the consequences of your actions, which in my case is very good news indeed, because I've done a lot of stupid stuff. I think I know what I'd like on my tombstone now. It won't make anyone laugh. I wanted to say this. He found God's grace too amazing to keep to himself. I believe that each of us is capable of this, of being known for grace. How would you like to be remembered? Proverbs 10:7 says this, a good and honest life is a blessed memorial. A good and honest life. God bless you, my friend, as you live this way, as you go ahead and make someone's day.
Because of you, hope is still reaching hearts. Across Canada and beyond, the gospel is meeting people where they are, in living rooms, kitchens, and even hospital beds. To keep sharing the light of Jesus with those searching for hope, we're looking to raise $110,000 by June 30th. And this month, every dollar you give is matched up to $200,000. Give today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.